Well, the Lord be with you. I'd like to welcome everybody here, guests and visitors, to our homecoming 2019. Glad you could come out and be with us today. We always see some old friends, meet some new friends, and always have a good time for homecoming. We're just glad you could come out and be with us today. Several announcements and concerns for you. First of all, I want to introduce to you Pastor Larry Boss. Some of you have seen Pastor Larry before, and he's one of the finest pastors walking in shoe leather today, and I truly mean that. Good, good fella, and he doesn't know this, but I left church for a while, and I came back to church, and the first time I came back to church, you were preaching.
And you stayed?
And I stayed. So that ought to tell you something. But he's a wonderful pastor, and we appreciate him. Actually, he even admits he's a cousin of my mother-in-law's, and he admits that he's related to my wife and them. So there are not many people who admit to that, but he'll get to introduce you. We're glad. I think Midgey's back there, his wife. We're glad you could come be with us today, and many blessings to you also, because I know it's tough for you traveling around with him all over the place. He gets around quite a bit. He's all over the place. But we appreciate you being here, my friend. Many blessings. And I know he has a wonderful message for us today. Remember our prayer concerns list. Please remember all the folks on there. Just too many to go through. If you haven't heard, Marshall Culp has been moved to Autumn Care. So please keep Marshall in your prayers. Gene Ray really could use our prayers. But we just have a lot of folks on prayer concerns list. Just please remember them and be praying for them, for all of our shut-ins also. Again, today's homecoming. Glad you could come and be with us. The altar flyers are given to the glory of God and in honor of our guest preacher, Reverend Larry Boston, and his family from the congregation. The pulpit pedestal flyers are given to the glory of God in the loving memory of Ed Hurst and Ben and Carrie Brown by Kay, William, Carla, Liam, and Jeffrey Hurst. And I know all the flyers are beautiful. The lectern pedestal flyers are given to the glory of God in loving memory of Paul and Ethel Boston. In memory of Mary Safford Boss by Kay Hurst. All the flyers look lovely today. This morning, we just want to welcome in the holy baptism. We're going to have Carl Kaiser, or Cash Kaiser. It's Carl Cash, is it not? Cash Carl. I'm crazy, I don't know. But we're going to baptize Cash here in just a little bit. So we're looking forward to that. You can check out all the O-Wings groups, what they're doing. Vicar Jordan's Bible study is going to start back up this Wednesday, the 14th, 6:30, over in the Fellowship Hall. The Shooping Reunion is next Sunday, right after church, at the Fellowship Hall, from 1 to 4, so be aware of that. The OMGs, the Organ Men Group, are going to meet this Thursday, the 22nd, in the Fellowship Hall, 6:30. If you're a man, you haven't been out, come on out. We'd love to have you. Good group. Well, they're a group. I don't know how good they are, but they're a group. And we always have a little bit of food. We have some fun, a little bit of devotion time, and we try to do some projects and things. So please come on out and join with us for the OMGs. Also, our sympathies expressed to the family and friends of Mr. Bill Wendt upon his death August 2nd, and he was buried at Chestnut Hill Cemetery in Salisbury. And want to thank everybody. I understand we had a big crew that came out last week. Did a lot of work around here to get things ready for all this. So thank you, everybody that came and helped and just did all sorts of work. Thank you, and God bless you. We couldn't do things around here without everybody pitching in and doing things. So God bless you for that. Remember your stewardship. A little bit goes a long way. Remember that. Are there any announcements or concerns that perhaps we've missed? I don't want to miss nobody. Well, I guess at this time, we will have, I think, C is going to sing for us right now. C is going to sing. You come on up. We look forward to this.
Amazing grace, how sweet the
Thank you, young lady. We sure do appreciate that. And now let's all stand as we're able for the invocation, our confession, and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, and all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please be seated if you would. At this time, we're going to have our children come forward for the children's message, and we're going to ask all the children to come sit on the front pews if you would. Pastor Larry's got a special message for you. We want you to sit on the front pews if you would, because we're going to have a baptism after this, and we want you guys to stay up here for it. So you guys come right on over. We'll let you guys come over and just sit over here. You can sit over here. You guys can sit anywhere in there you want. Have a seat up here. Anywhere you can sit over here. I guess the vicar's not smelling too good today, so you're not going to sit with him. Do you not, something wrong, or you just, it could be, I don't know. Yeah, his wife will sit beside him. She almost has to. There's Kyle. You want to sit over Kyle? There you guys go.
Come on down front. Good to see you. While everybody's getting settled down, I'd just like to say how happy my wife Midgie and I are to be here. Midgie graduated from Rockwell High School, so she knows a good many of the folks here at Oregon Church who also went to Rockwell. It's just good to be with you and be with Pastor Howard and to be back at Oregon Lutheran Church, especially on homecoming today. Good to be with you. Okay, I brought something with me. I think you've seen this before. Anyone seen one of these little chocolate kisses before? You seen one of them? Yeah. They're not any good, are they? These ain't good. They're pretty good. You see the little chocolate kisses? They're good. They're good. This little chocolate kiss can serve as a symbol for our love to God. Our love to God is near our hearts, and we hold this love to God, and we offer our love to God. And just like this kiss, it reminds us how good, so many good things are in life. We remember God's good love. Our love to God. Now, I got something else here with me. You ever see a kiss like this? What do you think? Oh, thank you. Keep them under control. Yeah, I saw this in the store and said, this has to go home for a children's sermon. I've never seen one of these big kisses like this. This is really something. Yeah, a lot of smiles down front. You do not know how hard I had to fight at home to keep this in the box. Because my wife saw that and said, oh, is that for me? So after this sermon, this will go to Midget. I want to see how long it takes her to eat this baby. Now this big kiss can serve to show us how big God's love is to us. Okay? Now we're human beings. We're weak, we're thin, we're little. And our love to God is good, but it's not that big. And God's love to us is so overwhelming, so big. God's love is always with us, always in our hearts, always with us day by day. We will never know how really big God's love is. But this gives us a good illustration. Our love and God's love. That's a pretty good illustration. Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for your love you give to these children. Be with each child here and keep them in your care. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. So good to see you, and I look forward to having lunch with you. We're going to have lunch here, you know. That's going to be good. Good to see you. Look forward to seeing all of you around the tables for lunch. Good to see you. Amen. Thank you for coming down.
Amen. All right, now this time we're going to have Cash and his family come up. And we're going to have a little baptism. I want you guys to sit. You'll get a sucker in a minute, but you got to sit through the baptism first. Got to make it through the baptism. All right. Come on down. Come on down. We got some other guys. You guys going to come too? They might help us out here too. Come on down, guys. Come on down. Here, I think this. I ain't going to hold it. I'll let that. I'm going to let this fella hold it. You might hold him on your shoulders. So we can see. Come on down here, Andy. Come on down here. I got plenty of help today. Got a lot of help today. So now is everybody ready? Are you ready, sir? I hope so. You're ready. Okay. Everybody is ready. All right. In holy baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father liberates us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. In the waters of baptism, we are reborn children of God and inheritors of eternal life. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, which is the body of Christ. As we live with him and with his people, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Cash baptized? If so, would you say, I do? As you present Cash for baptism in Christian love, You're entrusted with gifts and responsibilities. Live with him among God's faithful people. Bring him to the services of worship in God's house. Teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. As he grows in years, you should place in his hands the Holy Scriptures. Provide for him instruction in the Christian faith so that he may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through the word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and lead godly lives until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you promise to fulfill these obligations? If so, will you say, I do? And now, family and friends all gathered here to this congregation, do you promise to nurture Cash in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit? Help him live in the covenant of baptism. Support and pray for him in his new life in Christ. If so, would the congregation say, we do?
We do.
And I'm going to hold you to it. And now, I ask you to reject sin, profess your faith in Christ, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, I renounce them. Do you turn to Christ as your Lord and Savior? If so, in faith, I turn to Christ. And now, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and ascended to the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sin, resurrection.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You want to help him pray? Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. You are the fire of rebirth. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for cloud and rain, for dew and snow. Your waters are below us, around us, above us. Our life is born in you. You are the fountain of resurrection. Praise to you for your saving waters. Noah and the animals survived the flood. Hagar discovered your well. The Israelites escaped through the sea, and they drank from your gushing rock. Naaman washed away his disease, and the Samaritan woman's thirst was satisfied. At this font, holy God, we pray. Praise to you for the water of baptism and for your word that saves us in this water. Breathe your spirit into all who are gathered here and into all creation. Illumine our days, enliven our bones, dry our tears, wash away the sin within us, and drown the evil around us. Satisfy all our thirst with your living water, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. All right, are we ready? You ready, Cash? We're going to try to do this here, buddy. There we go. All right. Cash, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, amen. That's the first time I got a smile with that. I like that. You like water, do you? Okay. You did well. I'm going to dry me off a little bit, too. Okay. You can hand that over there. I'll let you hand that to them, if you will. You're a smiley fella. I like that. He's doing well. Blessed be God, the source of all life, the word of salvation, and the spirit of mercy. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your child Cash new birth. Wash him from sin and raise him to eternal life. Sustain Cash with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and understanding, the spirit and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence both now and forever. Cash, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Amen. If you take it, you get that from Jordan and take it. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Receive this baptismal candle, which is to be lighted at each anniversary of Cash's baptism, as a reminder of the glory and obligation which baptism bestows. Let us pray. O God, the giver of life, look with kindness upon this family. Let them ever rejoice in the gift you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for him. Strengthen them in their own baptism so that they may share eternally with Cash the salvation you have given them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now would all join us. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same Heavenly Father, and a worker with us in the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Well, folks, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Cash, Carl Kaiser, newest member of the Kingdom of God and Oregon Lutheran Church. Can we make it through here? Andy, I'm going to step by you here, buddy. All right. Can we make it down through here? I think we can. I will tell you, there's some rough ones back here, buddy. They're getting pretty rough starting now. They're starting to get rough here. Yeah, you're doing very, very well. There's Jim. Jim got some communion wine this morning. He, I'm telling you. You got to watch this fella, Cash, right here. You keep your eyeball on him. See, he turned away from it, didn't he? Can't believe it. I believe I'd turn away from some of them, too, around here. Rough. We haven't lost one yet. Now, we have lost a few before we got them down the aisle, but you're doing very, very well, sir. I think you ought to maybe preach, huh? He might want to do the sermon. He's doing very well. Well, Mama, do you want him back? You sure? He did very, very well. Let me make sure we don't get his head there. All right, you can blow that out. We have a few things here. I think Riley has a shell from you guys. And that is a gift from Thriving. And we'll let you have this. And here's a box for the candle. And you doing good, Bo?
Yeah.
Okay. Bo's the boss, by the way. If you don't know, he is the boss. Thank y'all. Many blessings. Many blessings. And then you done good. You guys all did good up here. You can head on by. Oh, yes, yes. Thank you for reminding me of that. Most important thing, we just about forgot. That's why we got him here. All right, you guys can get a sucker and go to children's church. That's the most important. You guys did good, too. Guys did good. I want one answer. There you go, fella. You want one? And now let's all stand as we're able for the apostolic greeting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, only by your gift of grace can the faithful offer service that is worthy of you and deserving of praise. Keep us from stumbling as we run to receive your promises through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
As I went down to the river to
restore to me the joy of your salvation. Let's pass the peace to several folks.
It's a wonderful crowd out there. Peace to everybody. Thank you. Here he comes. You're not running out of peace. You will never run out of peace. Our first reading today is from the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This ends the reading. Glory to you, O Lord. Please join me in reading responsively Psalm 33. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy the people he has chosen to be his own. From where he sits enthroned, he turns his gaze on all who dwell on the earth. There is no king that can be saved by a mighty army. A strong man is not delivered by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him, on those who wait up on his love. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us as we have put our trust in you. Our second reading is from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For it is by the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of that same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants, as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This ends the reading. Glory to you, O Lord.
The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap, they have neither storehouse nor barn. And yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is the Gospel of the Lord. A family was enjoying a summer supper out on the picnic table behind the house. And they had a big tray of pizza, just what the two boys in the family loved best. One was 6 years old and one was 8 years old. And those guys must have really been playing hard all day because they jumped on that pizza and they just ate. And then there was only one slice left on the table. And both boys grabbed for it. And then they started fighting for that pizza. And then the father says, "Now, boys, just settle down. Settle down. What would Jesus do?" And the little six-year-old says, "Oh, Jesus would just make more pizza." Well, that little guy had faith in the Lord. He had faith that the Lord would take care of him and provide for him. That is what Jesus is telling us in our gospel lesson from St. Luke's. Jesus is telling us three things about the Father. He is telling us that the Father cares for us, that the Father loves us, and that the Father will give us life. First, the Father cares for us. The Father cares for us. You know, you may be visiting with someone in your community and talking with a good friend, and that friend will tell you a real top, no, not gossip, no. This is one of the community secrets. And when the story is finished, you in awe, you say, "Who told you this?" And your friend will smile and wink and say, "Oh, a little bird told me." Here in this gospel lesson, Jesus says, a little bird will tell us about how the Father cares for us. Consider the ravens. They do not sow. They do not harvest. They do not have storehouses and barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds the birds. He feeds them. Are you not much more value than the birds, Jesus says? How much more does the Father care for us and watch out for us and make sure that he takes care of every one of our needs? That is what Jesus promises us. He promises us the birds are cared for, and so are you. So are you. A family was out on the boat out in Southern California waters, and they were enjoying the beautiful summer day, and there came this big, powerful 40-foot speedboat racing up to them, zigzagging around. The driver obviously didn't know what he was doing as a new boat, and he almost hit them in there with his boat, and they shouted out, "Which way is Catalina Island?" And the man on his ship, he opened his map, looked at it, and said, "Go west by north by half a north." And the guy on the powerboat said, "Don't get technical, just point." Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Jesus says, remember, the little birds will tell you how much your Father cares for you. The second thing Jesus tells us in his gospel lesson is the Father loves us. The Father loves us. He says, do not worry about all the food and drink, what you shall eat, and so forth. Do not worry about all these earthy things. Seek his kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. Jesus is saying, seek the kingdom of God, and this, all these earthly things that we worry about will be taken care of. The main thing is move toward the kingdom of God and seek his kingdom. Well, we really had some good summer days. So hot. Remember, winter will come. The cold weather will come. One time, there was a real, real cold day. And this little guy was standing out on the street. He was homeless. He had no family. And the little fellow was looking into the shoe store window as the cold wind blew around him. And as he stood before that shoe store, barefooted, a woman came down the street and saw this poor little guy, grabbed him by the hand, took him in the shoe store, and shouted out, "I need 6 pairs of shoes, of socks, a good pair of shoes. I need a basin of warm water and a towel." And she started cleaning his frozen feet with the warm water and the towel. She took a pair of socks and put them on his feet and put the shoes on his feet. And the little guy looked down at his feet in wonder and then looked up and said, "Lady, are you God's wife?" She showed the Father's love to the little boy. She showed that God does love him and he will be taken care of. And now the third thing that Jesus tells us in our gospel lesson, yes, the Father cares for us, the Father loves us, and most of all, the Father gives us life. The Father gives us life. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Hold on to that verse 32 of chapter 12 of Luke. Fear not. Jesus says, the Father comes to take away your fear, for it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What a beautiful phrase, the good pleasure of the Father. The Father does not just come by every now and then and show us his love, but it is his good pleasure from a heart of love poured out to you that he gives to you his kingdom. That is the gift of eternal life. The gift of eternal life and the kingdom of God. That is what Jesus promises us in his message in our gospel lesson for today. Fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Yes, remember, a little bird tells us wonderful things. How God takes care of us, how God loves us, and how God gives us life. For 11 years, I lived next door to the church. The parsonage at Amity Lutheran Church over in Cleveland was just about as far from here to that wall to the church. And when you live next to the parsonage, as your pastor will tell you, you all the time have people coming, dropping by, and it's just so much fun. People come by and say, knock on your door and say, "Pastor, 30 years ago I used to be a member of this church, and now I live down in Georgia, and I just wanted to come by and see my old home church." It's just a real delightful place to live, next door to the church where you are pastor. Once there was a church in the city, big church in the city, and the pastor's parsonage was right next door. And he noticed one day a young man came into the church around 12:30, right after lunch. And he would stay just a month for a very short time, and he would leave. And that young man started coming to church during the week about 12:30 every day. Stay a little bit, and he's gone. So one day the pastor stopped him and said, "I just have to ask you, you're so faithful in coming to church here for during the week. I just wondered, how are you doing?" And the young man said, "Well, I work on the other side of town, and I have to walk to get here, and I don't have much time after I get here. I can't stay very long in church, so I sit down in a pew, and I do a very short prayer. I say, 'Jesus, this is Jimmy. Amen.' That's all I have time to pray because I have to walk back across town to get to work. But I know that the Lord will hear me when I call him, and he will, in my heart, put his peace that passes all understanding. And the pastor marveled at the faith of this young man. Well, several weeks later, the pastor heard the distressing news that the young man was very, very sick in the hospital, and he was not expected to live. So the pastor went straight to the hospital, visited the young man, and he did not seem to have any family members. There was no one in the room with him, waiting with him. So the pastor stayed with him. He stayed with him all night. At sunrise, the fever of the young man broke, and slowly, very slowly, he began to feel better and to regain his health. Well, the pastor went home to have breakfast, and as he was sitting in the kitchen table there, he was talking with his wife, and he said, "During that long night, I'm sure I heard a voice, but I looked around and there was no one in the room. But I heard a voice, and that voice said, 'Jimmy, this is Jesus.'"
Amen.
The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Now let us pray for this world and all of God's creation. Most precious Lord, we thank you for this Homecoming Sunday here at Oregon. Thank you for each and every one who is gathered here. And we pray today that this church might go forward in grace and peace and in service to you. Next year will be 275 years. And we pray, God, that you will continue to bless this congregation, bless this church, bless the work that's being done here for many more years to come. Lord, in your mercy. Father God, we have faced many things in the past week or so. We've had a lot of hatred in this country, many shootings and other hateful acts towards others. We see finger pointing, we see blaming, we see all sorts of things happening. But God, help us to seek for peace. Help us, God, to love one another as you have called us to love. Help us, God, to put all things aside that would hinder us and that would separate us. And help us, Father God, to look towards you. Lord, in your mercy. Father God, there are many sick and hurting among us. We pray for those who mourn. We pray for all those on our prayer concerns list. We pray for all those who we name in our hearts right now. Father God, as the great physician in heaven, we pray that you might touch and comfort these, bringing your grace and loving touch to each and every one. Lord, in your mercy. Father God, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. The Lord's face shine upon you. God's grace rest with you. And may he touch you this day and always. Amen. Now, before we go, let's ask a blessing upon our fellowship and our meal outside. We hope everybody comes and enjoys. I'm sure there's plenty for everybody, but let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you again for this homecoming day. a day that we can rejoice in you and also fellowship with old friends, meet new friends, and just have a good time in you today. We pray today that you might bless the fellowship, you might bless the food and those who prepared it, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And now go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.